Visiting today with Bob Rodenberger at Stockman's Livestock Auction. Well, we had a holiday week this week, so how did everything look?
Of course, we didn't have any sale Monday and Tuesday in Oklahoma City, but the runs were pretty much average on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, Wednesday and Thursday, where I've talked about. Casey, the market's good. I mean, it just continues to get a little bit better every week. And of course, now they come back in and finally on the southern fats, put quite a bit back on them. They kind of had some $77 to $80, you know, Texas fat cattle. And we've been hovering around that 70, 71 for the last 3 or 4 weeks in the south. And the north's been getting, you know, up in the 80s to mid 80s. And I've heard of some cattle selling in the high 80s up north, but market's good. We got rain around again. You couldn't ask for things to be any better. We need a good rain to get some runoff, and then we'll be set pretty good.
Well, since it was a holiday week this week for Oklahoma National Stockyards, will it be a bigger run next week, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think we had a bigger run the week before with people anticipating that. And then I think we'll have I would think we'd have 8,500 to 9,500 this coming Monday because, you know, a holiday, everybody kind of in between. If we got a chance of rain coming in from the west again?
We do. Yeah, it may rain all weekend. Who knows?
Yeah, well, let her rain. I'll take a small run for rain.
I think it's because the College World Series is going on, and so Oklahoma just likes to show off.
Well, make them play in the mud.
But yeah, anyway, we had rain delays all day yesterday when we were there, and I've heard we're going to have another chance of rain today. So with those rain delays like that, who knows what's going to happen. But that's one thing. I talked to the state climatologist this week, and he said, you know, soil moisture really good, kind of like you and I have been talking. So we're seeing grass, we're seeing hay. But yes, we've got to have that pond water. So now that the soil's kind of saturated, hopefully these rains will kind of result in pond water.
Yep, that's what we need. And I mean, like I said, the market's good. I mean, bar some outside situation that's unforeseen that really doesn't have to do with agriculture, but it will affect us. I think we're going to stay where we're at. We got demand, pretty much still demand, domestic demand's good. And like, we just got to keep selling this hamburger meat and this thing will stay good.
But you did say we're about to slow it down just a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, we get through this May deal. I mean, well, like I had a gentleman yesterday that normally doesn't sell his calves till after the 4th of July. He brought them to town this week. Mainly, the market's good, and he's had rain. But he said, Bobby, my pond water's down. I'm going to get these calves off them cows and just stick it in the bag and then, you know, not have any complications if he gets in a situation where he's got to scatter cows out. He don't have a big calf sucking them.
Well, what if folks want to ask you questions or talk to you guys at Stockman's? How do they get in touch with you?
1-800-926-9696. Justin Kirkendall, David Gage, Greg Griffith, or myself. Give us a call.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
All right.